Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, man, I would so much prefer seeing these sexy beasts,
then check us out on YouTube
at Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
The last time we discussed this, you made up the position 72.
That's what it is. It's 72.
That's not a thing.
What, it's 96?
I'm picturing two people facing away from each other. 72. Is 96 also not a thing? It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poter.
That's my wonderful mother.
And that's my clown-like son.
And we just got back from a wild vacation to Chicago.
Yes,
oh,
we did.
Oh, my fucking God.
Chicago is always pleasant in April.
You're unbelievable.
What did I do now?
The amount of times that you were hawking.
Hawking?
Fucking pushing.
Pushing? What?
Lube. Onto everyone on this trip.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was surprised you didn't offer it to the fucking flight attendants.
Actually, I brought two tubes today, one for each of the twin brothers.
Our
videographer, producers, Joel and Joseph, are going to be bestowing, I'm bestowing upon them two travel tubes of Uber Lube, our favorite lube.
Oh my God. Perfect.
Because everybody knows that wetter is better.
Do you want to explain what the fuck you did at my sister's bridal shower?
Like all women do at their daughter's bridal shower.
Which, by the way, I've never been to a bridal shower before. This is my first one. And
are you a fan?
I'm a fan in ways that I wasn't expecting to be a fan.
What ways is that?
You know, it's a moment where you can really see who cares about you in your life, that all the aunties in your life that really want to support you.
Yeah, I didn't realize, by the way, that it was also Jessica's, my daughter's, first ever shower.
Wow. Besides that, I think it's a bunch of baloney.
Oh, you have...
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Everyone gets together and just starts giving, like, kitchen utensils to the fucking bride?
Yes,
what the fuck
whole,
is that about?
Especially when someone's living with each other for 10 years, they need to upgrade.
They have to upgrade? It's like they got enough
pots
fucking shit that you think they would never have cooked in their life. And by the way, they don't cook.
I know. That's
so what are they doing with all this shit?
I don't know, but it was actually fun. But typically, the mother gives a gift to the hostesses. There were like 13 houses.
All your friends that showed up?
Yeah. And I guess atypically, meaning not typically, do you give lube out to all the hostesses? But I figured not
only...
Oh,
I guess it's untraditional.
It's untraditional, but I decided to... And I actually, in my speech, gave a little tribute to Uber Lube, our favorite lube.
You literally asked for people to use your promo code in the speech.
I did. I said, for 10% off and free shipping... Just use the code MOMS.
No, it's sneaky.
Oh, just use code sneaky. I gave the right code, though.
You did give the right code at that time.
It's SNEAKY. But you get 10% off and free
Mom,
shipping.
This is not like a live show. It was your daughter's bridal shower.
Yeah.
Why hawking lube?
By the way, I went around to all the tables and gave everyone. So it wasn't just the hostesses.
Some people were really into it.
Not only into it, asked for two or three of them.
Yeah. Who doesn't want free lube?
And
it's good lube.
And it's the best lube there is.
The best lube. All right.
But I kind of sanitized it initially by saying, this is for, you know, locks that you can't open. Use a little of that.
Have you ever used it on locks, Mom?
Yes, I did. As you know.
Door lock, door handles and shit?
That's how I got myself in trouble because I gave it to the guy who...
Oh my God.
You forgot about this? I told a story on the podcast before.
Yeah, you did.
But a guy came over to fix... the lock and some other things, and he didn't have any WD-40 to open the lock. So I said, "Well, I got Uber Lube," And I gave him a tube of Uberlube, not a tube, a nice big bottle. And I said, if you want, you can keep it. So he takes it home. And of course, his girlfriend goes, what the hell is this? And she thinks he's fooling around with me because he had lube with him.
Literally, had you called a girlfriend?
Yes.
To say we weren't fucking. I just have a podcast about sex.
And I had some lube, and I appreciate
dishing out lube like it's candy.
And I can now open my door without any problems because it functioned as a nice WD-40.
You're unbelievable. You get into trouble with this lube shit.
I think I'm just a rabble rouser.
You're a fucking rabble rouser. Anyway, can we get into the goddamn episode?
Didn't you feel a sense of pride when I brought out the Uber lube?
I realized how numb I am to you and all your sex shenanigans.
My sex shenanigans?
You're
what the
constantly
fuck is that?
Bringing it up. You're telling people about vibrators and shit all the time.
You know what? It's an unfortunate situation that this country and and the world as it is. It's just so uptight about stuff like that.
And I was sitting with some of your friends. They said, you know, your mother was not always like this.
It's not true.
She said, they said you were always a little rabble rouser.
Yes.
But you, before the YouTube channel, you weren't obsessed with sex like you are now.
Is that true?
Constantly bringing that shit up.
It's not true.
So maybe.
I went to school in the late 70s, early 80s. And let me tell you something. There was free love for all.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're
we
fucking
didn't have all
giving
the
out lube at your fucking
no, I
daughter's
did,
bad.
But I gave vibrators out to my whole sorority.
Okay, so, all right, so she was wrong.
Let it be known that that woman did not know me from college.
Wow, it's true.
Yeah, and I'm proud of it.
You should
it's
be proud of it.
It's a vital part of life.
A vital part. All right, I would like to get into the vital part of life because this is Sex Talk with My Mom. We have a sneaky freak question of the week. If you're just tuning in, you are a sneaky freak. You're sitting there at home, folding laundry, with your ear pods in, your AirPods in, you're listening to a mom and a son chat about sex, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm getting all hot and bothered over here.
I need to express myself in a form of a text.
In a form of a text. So we give you a weekly text to get those juices flowing. Our number is 310-356-3920. And this week's question of the week.
Hold on.
What?
In case they forgot that, if they're anything like me and have like a brain that's mush, they will not remember that.
Yeah.
I still don't remember the first two of those.
310-356-3920.
But it's going to be in the description
of this episode and all of our episodes.
Wherever you go to podcast.
Yeah, you got it. So here's the question of the week, which not surprisingly, you came up with.
Well, someone has to come up with these brilliant questions.
This question is, what is the one position you'd like the sneaky freaks to try out and why?
I think
how did you come up with this fucking position?
I was thinking
position question.
Yeah, because some people ask me questions like, what's your favorite position?
And what do you say to that?
And I say, well, what works for me for many reasons is the, you know, facing the partner.
Yeah.
The eye contact.
Yeah.
The ability to, you know, kind of maneuver the way you want to maneuver.
Yeah. You know what's amazing?
What?
This relates to what I was going to suggest too.
No.
Yeah.
You had the same ideas?
At first I thought, you know.
Did I learn this from my mother?
No, I didn't fucking think that. I at first said yeah, they should try out doggy style, but everyone's tried out doggy style. It's the best position, hands down. No question.
Why?
It is.
Why?
I don't know why.
No, for is the best position in your mind.
That's right.
Why do you say that?
It feels the best.
For what reason?
It just does. It's the right amount of friction or some shit. It's a good view.
It's a good view.
This is a good. The whole thing is great.
I personally don't like that position.
Okay, but that wasn't the position I was going to suggest.
Because
we're really looking out for the sneaky freaks in this.
And not all sneaky freaks just like to be in that particular position.
That's right.
So what
That's
position?
Just me.
What position did you come up with? Swinging from the chandeliers like a clown?
No, mother.
What?
I focused on a specific body part. I'm not swinging from the chandeliers like a clown. It's fucking making yourself laugh over there. What are you picturing? Swinging from the chandeliers like a clown?
Yeah, full clown makeup, everything. Just swinging away.
Do you think I fucked in full clown makeup?
Knowing you?
Yeah. Do you think I've ever fucked in full clown makeup?
I think so.
Wrong. No, I haven't.
All right.
Have you?
Yeah, I've fucked in clown makeup. Yeah,
I could see you fucking in a costume of some sort.
Oh, I've done that.
See?
Costumes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, costumes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not recently.
Can I just share my fucking thought?
What?
I think I would challenge the sneaky freaks to try out a position where they're facing each other. I don't give a fuck if it's missionary, if it's a cowgirl type of shit. Whatever it is, keep the eyes open.
Why?
See what happens then. Just see what happens with a little eye contact.
Do you ever look at your partner and they look like they're in pain? That's happened to me.
They're like approaching the coming.
No, it's just for some reason a wince.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had that?
Yeah, usually that's my face the whole time.
You're wincing?
Yeah, cross-eyed, wincing, sweating, shaking. Just
expelling semen that smells like bleach.
Flying everywhere. It smells like bleach? Why do you think my semen in particular smells like bleach? And fucking Joseph over here is shaking his head and goddamn no. What?
Joseph, disgusting. You know we had this conversation, Joseph. You remember, right?
Yeah.
Wait. He just can't believe it. He's shaking his head. He's like, yeah,
I remember that shit.
Yeah, I remember how Kim's cum smelled like he just cleaned a janitor and a drum or something.
Oh, my God. Anyway, keep the fucking eyes open regardless. That's my position. I'm thinking of one
eye is organs open.
In particular. It's the eye. Keep the eyes open. See how it works.
Yeah, but you have a problem with the eyes.
What's wrong with my eyes?
Well, first of all,
what?
One eye is always open more than the other.
Why do you make fun of my squinty eye?
And then the second part is that you yourself said you can't see shit.
I can't see anything. I don't think I've fucked since I've developed a strong astigmatism. I'm wondering if I'm going to need brighter light than usual, because usually like a dim light, I can't see shit in.
Well, darkness is our friend.
But I could see. Oh, God. Huh. I went to clown class yesterday, by the way.
How'd that go?
I did not wear glasses for the first half of it.
Couldn't see shit.
Couldn't see anyone on stage. Couldn't see anyone off stage. I was literally in front of a crowd. I could not see anyone.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
It kind of did relieve me of some pressure.
Anxiety.
Yeah, kind of just directing my eye contact into the abyss.
Into the abyss.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my... Do you have any positions that you'd like...
I just looked. I would just like to say...
The mic just went in my mouth.
No, you just hit the mic with your mouth. It didn't go in your mouth.
Okay.
I would like to say... that I have given up on contact lenses.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
It was one of the most stressful experiences of my life. I've tried it a number of times. I tend to leave them in my eye and forget that they're there for like a month.
I saw you regress to a little baby.
I regressed.
You
I couldn't
were
handle
like,
it.
I just can't do this anymore.
Can't
you were
do it.
A full-blown fit.
I was. It is the most frustrating thing to try to pull out one of my... I get one out, no problem.
Yeah.
The other one, it decided to live in there.
And at one point you go, it's out, it's out. And I'm like, Mama, I see it in your fucking eye. You got to keep going. You have not gotten it out yet. You're going to have the same situation where you end up in the eye doctor.
Two weeks
down the line because you can't feel your eye. Scratchy as hell because you literally have a contact in there.
I don't know how people do this.
We're done with them.
I'm done.
Done.
Anyway,
next stop,
surgery.
Next stop, what is one position you'd like the sneaky freaks to try out and why?
Okay.
That's your question to you.
Oh.
You have to answer it.
Well, I told you already. I would like them to try looking at their partner on top.
What the fuck? You're stealing mine.
Excuse me. I'm not stealing anything.
Stole it.
No, I didn't.
I literally just said I'm focusing on one organ. It's the eyes. You got to keep
it
open.
All right. So what am I going to do? Reverse cowboy. I don't know. Or is it reverse cowgirl?
I don't even know if there's a cowboy position.
Yes, there is.
There is?
I think it's the same thing. Look in the eyes. It could be the reverse, though. That would be interesting. But it might break off a dick when you do that.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah. Some of the sneaky freaks responses.
Let's hear what they
had to say. Had me very concerned for my own dick, actually, if I tried this out. We'll start with Jeff, who wrote in and said, wheelbarrow, so I can really give her that deep penetration. Hard to do since my partner is bigger than me, so lifting her up could be a challenge. I will settle for her laying in bed and just let me finish on her face.
Is this the same guy that a couple of weeks ago said that he does that without her knowledge and then takes pictures of it?
No, that was a different sneaky freak.
Sneaky freaks like to finish on the face.
A lot of finishing on the face.
You know where they get this idea from? Porn.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know, to quite not. Oh, by Jesus what? Christ. You know what I realized the other day? I realized that I am solely watching porn with someone who looks... very similar to my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that's like completely coincidental?
No, no, no. At first I was like, because remember I was saying I was watching porn in Spanish. I was like, oh, because I'm trying to learn Spanish. When I, no.
No, you're looking.
It's because she looks identical to the other girl that I was fucking.
So.
I'm trying to recreate this experience in my mind.
I don't think that's a problem.
Ah, it keeps the heartache alive, honestly.
Oh, maybe you got to go complete opposite.
Complete opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go for the opposite of what she looks like and see if you can get turned on.
I don't know, but it's not helping matters. Anyway, yeah, porn, whatever. Amanda says, if you and your partner are fairly close in height, you have to try standing up doggy. Ugh, it's so good. Standing up doggy.
Now, my partner is a foot taller than me.
You can't do standing up doggy.
I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
His dick is between your goddamn shoulder blades. Standing up doggy.
I don't never even heard of that.
I like that position as well.
Standing up like a dog.
Yep. And you know what? This is a benefit to being on the shorter side or average height for those.
Average height. Okay.
But you know, the guys 6 feet taller, they don't get the privilege of doing the stand up doggy. They're going to squat and try to get the dick in there. No, it's not going to work.
And it might hurt the thighs.
It's going to hurt the thighs. This is the hidden benefit to being average or smaller. They don't talk about this shit.
Yep.
Stand up doggy.
Stand up doggy. Just try it. You'll like it.
And actually, this is not to say that a taller, you know, taller couples can't do this. They might be matching in height.
Thank you for explaining that to me.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, Hammy, what a name. Hammy says, getting pegged. It's not just a gay man's kink. Who said it's a gay man's kink? Hammy?
Hammy.
Hammy likes to get pegged.
Nothing wrong with that, Hammy. No judgment here.
The one position you'd like the sneaky freaks to try out. I would have to get some serious surgery on my ass before trying out any pegging right now.
Oh, I don't want to hear about the ass.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you guys who don't know, Cam's got some ass issues.
Well, you said I don't want to hear about it, and then you just fucking said it. I have a doctor's appointment in 3 weeks. I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, thank God.
Another Amanda says, in the penis and vulva sex world, my favorite position is the guy just sitting on the couch, but kind of slouched so he's not sitting up super straight, and me on top. Yeah, I could see myself sitting on the couch like a fucking, like...
Straight up like an...
Like a knight. And she's like, what? Your dick is like in you right now. This is way better than the guy lying flat on a bed because you're closer together. Oh, I love this idea. You can make out while still riding strong, and he can wrap his arms around you and hug you, or you can just look into each other's eyes. Amanda, we're on the same page over here.
You and Amanda.
It's super intimate and fun while still letting me have total control over pace and depth. Gets me off every time. This is nice. You know, I've heard this a lot, where the girl likes to be on... What?
What? What do
you
hear?
Why are you smiling?
I have not heard this.
The woman says, oh, you know, being on top is good because I can control the pace and the flow of things. That puts me in a very precarious situation because...
Okay. Why, you're like a little jackrabbit?
Yeah, I really need a lot of control over... Otherwise, I'm going to be just coming instantly.
So, you don't know.
You don't... Yeah, it's been years since
you're no longer that...
You're right. Although, I have a
drama,
feeling... It has been quite a bit, so I have a feeling... It would be very fast, at least the first couple times. But let us not put that juju on the world. I have stamina for days.
Stamina for days, that's it.
How about Aaron, who says, these days the go-to is one, spooning, or two, where she lays face down and I enter from behind. So this is a guy, there's not a lot of eye-to-eye on this one.
No, laying down is almost, that's a very odd situation.
Why? Laying down, entering her behind?
A lot of these positions have to do with how large the penis is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are those positions good for larger members or shorter members?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I definitely think that it has something to do with how large or small you are. Or average, whatever.
I don't know. Brendan says, What is
Means hum.
Tony says, I want to sleep with Carol Lee.
Carol Lee.
I want to 69 and 96 on her all night and day long.
First of all, is it 96 or 92?
Wait, what the fuck? First of all, the last time we discussed this, you made up the position 72.
That's what it is. It's 72.
That's not a thing.
What, it's 96?
I'm picturing two people facing away from each other. 72. Is 96 also not a thing? Definitely facing away from each other. 69 is the one.
No, it's an alternative one to 69.
All right. Karen Lee and 68 and 96 are all week long.
All week
69,
long.
69, 32 also. What's going on here, Tony?
Tony wants to...
He's got all the numbers going on.
He's got numbers. Play the lottery, Tony.
I think you did teach me that 72 was a thing
last
time.
I think
you
looked it up on Urban Dictionary. I did the research and it was...
Mr. Producer, would you... And maybe you don't need to... Would you mind looking up if 72 is actual sex position? Is that going to destroy your computers?
He's going to do it on his phone.
Thank you.
He's going to do some research to find out what exactly...
I think you did prove it. You proved me wrong last time. No. It's not a thing? Not a thing, Mom. You're wrong.
Yes, it's a thing. He just looked it up on the regular dictionary. You got to look on Urban Dictionary.
You think he
dictionary.
Went to fucking Merriam-Webster's and looked up 72? It's not a thing. All right. We're going with that as the fact.
Okay.
We got Tom, the elder statesman, weighing in here.
This is going to be interesting.
He says, oh God, to be young and flexible enough to do the pile driver again.
What is that again?
He gave us a little pictorial, actually.
Oh,
it looks
I see
like
what
the guy
like.
Is standing up with the one of the...
See, this is the whole thing. When you get to be my age, it's all about... And I
flexibility
think
and strength.
I don't have that kind of flexibility anymore. So
never considered
the positions are getting very limited.
I have not considered how the age is going to put a damper on my access to positions.
Well, the elder statesman and I can understand each other.
He literally goes on to say, "Deep penetration, try it while you can, because unlikely you'll be attempting it at ages 69 and 71." Thank you, elder statesman, for teaching all the sneaky freaks, giving them the heads up about this.
That's right.
I need to try pile drive. I don't think I've pile driven.
You
gotta
start trying.
I've never pile driven.
You gotta pile drive the shit out of someone.
So the name is very aggressive, pile drive. But the picture, it okay. So
only with consent do you do pile driving.
The person receiving it is lying on their back with
it almost looks like she's doing a headstand.
Hips elevated, one leg over one of the shoulders of the person standing.
You know, you can break someone's clavicle doing that.
You gotta be very careful with this. And then the other up the leg is up near the receiver's own shoulder.
Yeah.
And then the guy,
I gotta tell you,
the person giving
very difficult
is standing up, basically pile driving into this person.
A lot of people gave pictorials.
Yeah, we did. And I was surprised that our texting service allowed for this, actually. We did get like, hey, this is sensitive content. Do you want to click on it? Of course I clicked.
Of course.
Jay says, the Amazon position looks awesome. Too bad we lack the strength, flexibility, and endurance. Interesting again. Now, I had never heard of the Amazon position. Have you heard of the Amazon position?
I'm guessing it's something with the jungle.
It isn't. No, it actually
with
relates,
a snake.
It relates to, you know how they described Amazon women? Is it like the priestess goddesses?
Okay.
They are. At first, I was like, okay, the Amazon. And then we kept getting responses about the Amazon.
A lot of people like the Amazon. What
we
is
got
the Amazon?
James, who said Amazon, small dicks like me can't do it. We got Melvin Butts, who said, Melvin Butts is... Melvin says, I stumbled upon the Amazon sex position going down the porn rabbit hole a while back. I found it fascinating. At first, my eyes could not make sense of what I was watching and really was a testament on how I/we view dominance and submission in regards to gender stereotypes. Looks like it felt great with the angles it created, but not sure if I'm comfortable with my asshole so exposed. Not really a position, but one girl in college... Oh, no. Okay, he goes on to describe something
else.
Well,
let me stop you.
So we got a lot
right
of Amazonings.
What the hell is an Amazon?
This is the fucking Amazon mother.
Oh, there's a little picture.
This is a picture. If you're looking on YouTube, this is a... I don't even know. Oh, I should cover up some of the... Okay, but basically, the guy is folded up, basically.
He's
down
like,
back on the ground.
Oh.
Kind of in a pike position almost, but the dick is between the legs.
Okay.
I can get into the pike position, but the dick is not between the legs.
So your dick has got to be like facing the opposite direction.
It sounds like it's going to hurt a lot.
I think that's
a
tough one.
And then the receiver is sitting on top of the legs like this, like a soldier, like a horse, actually.
That's why I said I'd be concerned about the dick position.
Why does everyone want to do this position? It looks very uncomfortable.
I don't know, Kim. I don't know.
Anyway, thank you for Jay, James, and Melvin, who suggested this new position and brought it to our attention.
Who says chandelier?
Yeah, we got... Who was that that said they wanted to... Adam says the French chandelier. Do you know what a chandelier is?
No. I mean, yes, I know what a chandelier is, but I don't have any idea what the French chandelier position
is. It's an orgy including a total of 13 people, one woman and 12 men. The incredible positions required to make such an ordeal possible make the end result look like a very fancy chandelier. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
This would not be my favorite position, actually.
You're not into the whole group orgy porn star theater?
Yeah, porn star theater.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this type of shit before? Porn star theater?
Of course.
Of course.
Dirty D in the porn star theater.
Yep. Okay. Moving on to my life then. Thank you to those who called in, who texted in. We don't receive calls. If you texted in and you give us some love, we really appreciate it.
And if you join us on Patreon, there's a possibility that at some point I will white out the people's names and then post it on Patreon. Patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
And again, our number is 310-356-3920. All righty. So you want to hear about my life, don't you?
Yeah, because I know we've been busy running around the country.
While we were running around the country, we were sitting around the kitchen table, my sister, me, and you. And my sister discovered a certain folder that was in your Photos app.
Yeah, what the hell is she looking at my photos app for?
You were asking her to find a certain photo, and instead she found a folder that says for masturbation.
Yeah.
Spelled incorrectly, by the way.
Okay, first of all.
M-A-S-C-E-R-B-A-T-I-O-N.
Very judgmental of you.
Why do you have a folder that says for masturbation?
I have literally no recollection.
And it has two photos in there.
How do you... You opened it?
I didn't fucking open that shit. You think I opened that?
I have no idea what's in there.
There's two photos that I do not want to see. What?
I don't think I put that in there.
Why would you?
Because I know how to spell masturbation.
Who wrote for masturbation? Who made a folder on your phone that says for masturbation?
I have no idea.
What is that, Mom?
I would fess up if I knew. But because I can't remember how that got there, why that got there, and why did your sister
always... Are you going to look to see what that shit is?
Right now?
I don't know if you need to do it now, but eventually...
I will do that, and okay. I will let the sneaky freaks know
what's in your in for masturbation folder. For masturbation. Well, you couldn't come up with a creative name for that?
Like what?
I don't know. Spank Bank?
Spank Bank? I don't even remember putting a for masturbation folder on my phone. I'm just wondering if somebody else did this.
As a joke?
Yes.
It's like a secret masturbation?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. I forgot that happened, by the way. She's always the one, like when we're moving.
And she's a lot less comfortable than I am.
She's very uncomfortable.
We're talking about sex.
Yes, which is ironic considering the fact that...
She's constantly running into all your sex shit.
She does. Like, she was helping me move, and I don't know how it happened, but a bunch of bottles of Uber Lube broke, and she's like, ew, what's this?
Yeah, your lube spilled out all over her. It's not a fun thing for a daughter to experience.
It's all, as we know, it's body safe.
And by the way, we're sitting in an Uber together, speaking of Ubers. And of course, you ask the driver, is anyone fucking in this Uber?
This is my go-to question. You can immediately like cut out all the bullshit talk and goes right to the important questions.
It was not related to anything we had been talking about.
I just wish I had I was thinking, should I ask him if I could record his comments, but I decided not to do that.
Well, he was actually very sex positive. He was like, as long as, he basically was like, I'll move the mirror away.
It happens all the time because he does the night shift.
He does the night shift. He pushes the mirror up. He says, as long as you don't make a mess, and then he just lets him go at it. It's like a moving fucking...
Sex machine.
Like sex hotel. It's a pretty cheap place to...
I've done
actually a fucking great idea for a service.
What?
If people need a place to go fuck,
you're going to go in someone's person's car. No, it's not a good place because how are you going to get in the pile driver position or the Amazon or the chandelier when you're in the backseat of a car?
The chandelier?
I actually asked him that. How does it get in this? This is not a large car.
Were follow-up questions.
How did they fit in there? I mean, how do they do it in the car when it's not a very wide? It was a small car.
I've hooked up in a car before. You can hook up in a car.
Look at you, Mr. Experienced. Yeah. I've hooked up in a car.
Yeah, jinky for me.
Jinky for you. Yeah. When was this that you hooked up in a car?
Many times hooked up in a car.
Many times? Many. What are you, an exhibitionist? When you got your ass in the air? What's going on?
Mainly because, you know, sometimes you don't want to go back to their house. I have a roommate or some shit.
I'd like to speak about what is going on in my life that people are finally discovering that I am a TikTok. Are you ready for this?
Oh, God.
The quote was, I can't believe it.
Every night I get a fucking new notification that you've been you publicized somewhere.
Karen Lee is a beloved TikTok personality due to her honest take on life.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't have asked for a better compliment. That was
a TikTok personality.
Yes, I'm a TikTok personality. It was quoted in thesun.com and the New York Post. And now Howard Stern...
Yeah.
Howard Stern contact, not Howard, but his right-hand guy, John Lieberman, had me on their...
Unreal. Channel, their Sirius 101. Sirius 101,
yes. I was so excited. This is what I've been wanting to do for years. I think I even wrote to them at one point early on that I wanted to be on the show. And sure enough, I got asked to be on the show. Luckily for me, it was like I had to be ready within like a few hours because otherwise I would never have slept.
Because you fucking found the email a day later.
Of course, I never read my emails or the emails are always hidden somewhere, the important ones.
Probably in the for masturbation folder.
No, was you just stop with the masturbation folder? Like, I don't know who put that in there. All right. It wasn't me. But it wasn't me. Like my brother, when he was a little boy, he was like 8 years old and he spray painted his name on the garage and it said it wasn't him. Like who else is going to...
It's exactly how I feel about you and the fucking masturbation bowl.
Okay. Anyway, Howard Stern.
John Lieberman. Sirius, Channel 101.
And Sirius 101. You guys, if you're not already a member of Sirius, do it just to see this. But you got to do it soon because I think it's only on for 2 weeks. But he interviewed me all about being a cougar, talking about our podcast.
Yeah, you did well. You also promoted fucking Uberlube on that goddamn
several
show.
Several times. Wetter is better. It was a well done interview, and I was nervous to begin with. And your sister happened to be there, and she went into vocal coach mode. She just said, "Ma ma 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 pa 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 pa."
No one knows what the fuck you're talking about.
Those are vocal exercises.
Yeah.
And you brought me some tea with honey.
Mm-hmm. You had your whole team there.
I had a production team that was getting me ready for this interview.
Yeah, it was exciting.
This goes in with Megyn Kelly today. Tosh.0, and now Howard Stern Show.
Unbelievable.
Channel 101.
Unbelievable, mother.
I mean, I've been listening to John Lieberman and the Whack Pack on Howard Stern for years.
Congratulations.
And he gave me like a half-hour interview, which they converted to 15 minutes, but he really, I thought it was very flattering.
It's extremely flattering. I don't know many mothers that get to go on the Howard Stern Show.
And talk about being a cougar and all that.
That's it.
Yep. Anyway, so that's what went on in your life, that you found my masturbation folder?
No.
What went on in your
life? I think as the weather changes, the seasonal change, I've noticed more people accepting dates with me. I'm getting matched up. I'm getting...
Because of the seasonal change.
Seasonal change. You know, when it was raining in Los Angeles, no one's going out.
Ah.
And now the sun is out, the guns are out, the buns are out. We're ramping up right now.
You're in the home. I think it's something else. What? I think your testosterone is raging because you're taking boxing.
What the fuck? Why do you have this hypothesis?
I have a hypothesis.
I practice boxing once a week for an hour. What, now suddenly I'm a fucking raging machine?
I think it gets the testosterone going. I think that you're out to look for women.
You know,
you literally said to me, I don't have time for my guy friends because I'm too busy on dates.
I feel bad. I feel bad because I don't have time for a lot of the friends I want to be seeing because
you're a horn dog.
I'm a horn motherfucker.
I've never seen you like this.
Me neither, honestly. And I think, you know, the Hinge profile got dialed in. We leveled up to the Hinge X, which is the paid version of it.
Would you recommend this to people?
Highly recommend it. We're not even sponsored by it, but it changed my game. Got some dates lined up. I was literally thinking the other day, I'm reading through a contract, like a fucking boring ass contract that I think I created actually. And I was like, it is a miracle that I do any work at all.
Because you're too busy swiping.
When I could be fucking swiping on these beautiful single women that are very local. What? How do you get me to do anything else?
I'm surprised you made it to tape this podcast.
I think I probably was late because of that reason. I probably was swiping.
Swiping the shit out of it.
Yeah, we were about 10 minutes late. That was probably why. I spent 10 minutes swiping this morning.
At least you admit it.
Oh, I'm definitely admit it. I apologize, Joseph, for being late for you because I was looking for women. I was hunting.
You're a hunter.
I was hunting.
Go out and get some.
Yeah. I also, another thing that I discovered from these dates coming up. God, my hair looks horrible right now. No one said anything. I realize when I have suggested dates that are not at a bar, there's relief on both ends.
Really?
Everyone is so bored by the bar idea at this point. If you've been dating, you're going to bars. You're fucking getting the drink. You're doing the interview. It's the same fucking thing every time.
Well, that's what I recommended to John Lieberman when he said, you know, he was asking some advice for one of their staffers' mothers where she should take a date. I said, go to a bar and talk to each other.
Okay, well,
I guess
maybe
it depends
if you're out
on
of the dating game, but if you're like me, you've been going to fucking bars.
Where are you
going
to go? Walk in the park?
A little walk in the park, a little picnic in the park, a little frozen yogurt, a little night at the museum, little...
You're such a romantic.
I got to think of creative-ass ideas because it's boring as fuck at the bar, especially because I don't even like to drink.
No, I could see that. But you know what I'm thinking?
What?
What if you don't like the person you're with and you're stuck at a picnic that could last hours?
Look, it's not a whole goddamn picnic. Here's a little wine and cheese and get the fuck out. That's it. Wine, cheese, boom. Done. That's nice.
It is nice.
You have any other date ideas besides go to a bar?
Coffee shop.
Coffee shop?
Yep.
It's actually not bad.
Yep.
That's not a bad idea.
I don't like to waste time. I remember when I was single, 45 minutes on the phone with some guy. He walks in the door to pick me up. I almost died. Oh. I took one look. Sister said he was handsome. She is needing glasses.
Oh.
He was not handsome. He had a bowl haircut.
A bowl haircut.
Not attractive. Immediately, the chemistry with him it was negative zero.
I can't wait
What's
for the
below
bowl.
Zero?
Yeah, probably negative one, negative two.
It was
two
just
or
no
something.
Chemistry. It wasn't like he was an ugly guy. It's just that you could tell right away there's no chemistry.
I cannot wait for the bowl haircut to come back into style.
You'll be right there sporting a bowl?
I would love to sport a bowl.
Like the whole Beatles type of bowl?
Did they have bowl
cuts?
Yeah,
they had bowl cuts.
I would like that. It's a funnier look. Is it time for
hit on or shit on? Oh, I knew you would like the hit on or shit on.
I haven't seen them yet. Hit on or shit on is a segment where my mother takes these comments, wherever you leave them, on our socials, on YouTube, where the fuck you are, and we determine if they're a hit on or a shit on.
And this one is, well, we already heard Karen Lee is a beloved TikTok personality.
That's a hit on.
Yeah, that's a hit on. Intrinsic55 says, which is love?
Intrinsic.
Intrinsic. Want to tell us what intrinsic is?
Something that comes from within. Pretty good.
You love this little comment. It was on witches.
Oh, I like this a lot, actually.
It says, witches love you too, Cam, with two little, what is that?
Crystal balls.
Crystal balls.
Ooh, I do like that comment.
There's a huge hit on.
Huge hit on. I like the witches. The witches like me. This is good.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's very interesting being back in the dating game. There's such a variety of people that I'm matching with that like, sometimes they're witchy. Sometimes they're not at all. They're very corporate. Sometimes they're fucking, you know.
You don't have a type.
Nah, I mean, kind of.
What is your type?
Well, I told you I like the Spanish speaking a lot.
So
they
speak
Spanish.
I'm
just trying to recreate this
type.
Goddamn fucking relationship that I had. Yeah. No, I don't have a specific type. But the personalities really vary widely. Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see how this goes. It's very exciting.
I can tell you are like fully aroused.
I'm not fully aroused. It sounds like I'm fucking sitting here with a fucking boner over here. Okay. All right. What's this other one by Tommy Horny 3?
I guess this was directed towards me.
I love your energy, your enthusiasm. Age means nothing. You're just a beautiful woman with the personality to match. Keep rocking it. 100, 100, 100, 100.
I like that. That is my kind of comment.
Is this why you do fucking TikTok all the goddamn time?
I love to find the haters on TikTok and call them out. That's my most fun thing.
Your second most fun thing is to get a hit on.
I like when, it's not like, I don't love it, but sometimes they were like a little, you know, some of them are just like, you know, you're hot. That doesn't mean anything to me. But this was like,
oh, it doesn't mean anything to you.
My energy, my enthusiasm. I love that.
Do you know, I found in my Instagram DMs, you know, the like the hidden ones that don't show up if you don't know the person.
Yeah.
Some guy, I think he's obviously a gay man, slid into my DMs and said, do you know you're so fucking hot?
Oh my God, that's a hit on.
It was a hit on, and quite honestly, I felt very nice after that. I thought it was very.
You appeal to men, women,
because I don't often think of myself as fucking very fucking hot. You know,
is it enough to make you want to switch sides?
No, but it allowed me to see myself a little differently.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't matter if you're going to act on it. It's nice to know that you look good for no matter what eyes are looking at you.
That's exactly right.
I think that's a hit on.
It's definitely a hit on.
And that was our segment of Hit On or Shit On.
Hit On or Shit On. Thank you for all the hit ons. We usually don't get a sweep of hit ons. I'm sure there were shit ons that you just did not put in there.
I did not put a lot of shit ons. A lot of people don't comment that they should. And we had some funny clips up recently with the ladies from Cocktails.
Yeah.
If you go to TikTok and look at Sex Talk, you're going to see some of them about. There's some funny shit in there.
There's some funny shit. You forgot what they're about?
No, I didn't. I just thought I'd let them find it out for themselves. Basically, somebody was eating out or was getting eaten out. One of the two girls from the Cocktails was getting eaten out. And she was under a blanket and I guess a fart slipped out.
Okay, so you butchered the story. Oh, God. All right. You could go listen to our episode with Cocktails if you want the full story. Mom.
Yes.
Guess what it's time for?
Mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. Mother, what do we have this week?
Well, believe it or not.
Oh, boy.
I normally quote thesun.com.
Yeah. A wonderful tabloid.
Wonderful tabloid around the world.
Very reputable.
Very reputable. And this week, again... And I don't know how you found this.
Because I have Google Alerts set up and Google Alerts informed me that you are getting talked about nonstop on a nightly basis. I get an update.
I didn't even know this, but this was very, very interesting.
Why are all of Mom's news has to do with you for the past month?
I'm just getting a lot of Mom's news, a lot of material.
It's unbelievable.
Every time I turn around, I'm either on Howard Stern or I'm now in the Sun or the New York Post. I mean, it's incredible. So here we go. And apparently I'm not verified on TikTok, which is unbelievable, but I'm considered an influencer. Another influencer, this is in the Sun, Karen Lee Potter at Karen Lee Potter said she doesn't wear a bra and frequently shuts down her haters online. In one recent clip, Karen Lee revealed that a troll sent her a message saying, "Think you would have more sense at your age. Grow up." The confident lady replied, "Oh, I guess I've been reprimanded." Someone please tell me, what does grow up at my age actually look like?
Oh, scolded him, Mom.
I just let him have it.
Mom, how is it? Mom, do you know how absurd it is that you just kept making videos about going braless? Which, by the way...
I'm always wearing a bra.
You're always fucking wearing a bra. Why you made some fucking videos about going braless and now it just keeps getting picked up over and over again.
And
why do people give a shit?
In another video that showed her wearing a red swimsuit, she said, "Wear whatever you want to wear." In one recent clip, Karen Lee revealed, okay. Oh my God, is that same one again?
Yeah.
Oh.
You were just going off on trolls nonstop.
It's incredible. I just think there are a lot of keyboard warriors out there, and they need to be put in their place.
Yeah, they do. You're really doing a God's work over here.
God's work.
Yeah.
Godspeed. Well, anyway, that was Mom's news.
I saw that you also highlighted something that says, "Finally, a TikTok celeb, and they may shut it down?" Question mark.
Oh yeah. I am very disturbed about this. I'm nearing 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
And I worked long and hard for years on this, and now TikTok may be shut down because of some political shit.
Yeah.
And all my hard work is for nothing.
Maybe your fucking hand strength will come back because you won't be tick-tocking the all goddamn day.
My hand is a mess, but don't go there.
It's literally because of the fucking tick-tock.
It is a tick-tock.
They should shut it down for the fucking trauma they caused to your ulnar nerve.
Oh, no.
What?
Is it time?
You know what? Honestly, I was very moved by a quote from... I don't think anyone's going to appreciate this as much as I'm going to appreciate this.
I guarantee that.
But anyway, we'll do it anyway, because why have you listened to this whole show if not to hear
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is a life for me.
Is Cam's Uppers the segment of the show that my mother, that I hold near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
boring
or
dull
or
makes you want to go take a shit?
It's Cam's Uppers. So I'm going to share something that I've been thinking a lot about. It's a quote from, it was just a quote that kind of, I thought was beautiful from the Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, God damn. Another Lord of the Rings quote. Just what everybody's been wanting.
It's a very subtle quote that came from the Lady Galadriel or whatever the fuck her name is.
Who is Lady Galadriel?
She lives in Lothlorien.
What's Lothlorien? Is this the Lord of the Rings?
Okay.
You had your nose in a book the whole trip.
She goes, for now we have chosen and the tides of fate are flowing. I love this image. The tides of fate are flowing. You make a decision. You don't need to keep going back and questioning it.
You just go with it. Go with those tides.
You go with it. And the tides of fate are flowing like a little river that's going. You make a decision. It keeps going. And
well, I told you about that years ago. You didn't need to read the Lord of the Rings to find that out.
What do you mean you
out.
Told me about this?
I said that there. I picture you're in a little canoe or a kayak, and then you can either go one way or the other way, and it doesn't really matter which way you go because either way, you learn the lesson.
What the fuck are you referring to right now with the canoe and all that shit?
This is the way I think.
What do you think?
It's my thoughts.
What is it?
It's my thoughts on decision making.
You make a decision, and then the river will lead you down, huh?
Well, you're going to pick which way to go.
You pick, and then but then it just goes. You don't need
and
to.
And then you don't have to worry about it, because even if you made a mistake, you learn from the mistakes.
And this is why it appealed to me so much.
Why are your eyes so wide?
I can't see anything. I need to let in more light.
Okay.
Okay. I think that I often will second guess my decisions.
Really?
Pretty much every decision I make.
Even the one to make you upgraded on your hinge?
Hinge, I did not go back on my decision to upgrade to Hinge X. It was a brilliant idea.
And considering that you're very frugal, it was quite a decision.
Why do you think I'm very frugal?
You're pretty frugal.
I'm not frugal at all.
Yeah, you don't buy clothes.
I just bought this shirt and these boots.
And when is the last time you bought clothes?
Well, guess what, mother? I'm making some changes in my life.
There you go.
Did I re-question whether I bought the right shirt about a dozen times? Yes, I did.
It looks good. If you guys want to see it, it's on YouTube.
Yes, this is a way more expensive shirt than I wish I had spent on it, but I like it a lot.
Considering that you've taken hand-me-downs from your friends over the years
and
haven't bought any clothes
since
early
2000s. I don't derail Mom's News. Why do you always derail Cam's Upper? I've never derailed Mom's News in my life.
You do frequently derail my Mom's News.
No, I don't. In fact, I'm just supportive. And you, not so supportive. I give you a nice quote from the Lord of the Rings and you just throw it in my face. Anyway, that's Cam's Uppers.
Oh! So sorry, hon.
It's okay. All right. I wanted to share that we had some listener questions that came in.
Oh, I'd love to hear.
Some listener feedback, listener questions that I just wanted to acknowledge.
Okay.
So this comes from the Elder Statesman, Tom.
Oh.
You might remember a while back, Tom was explaining his views on mutual masturbation.
Okay.
He referenced how he's often masturbating alongside his wife, and then he ends it with sucking on her left nipple.
I remember that, and I was wondering about that.
And we had a lot of questions about this. And Tom responded, he chimed in again. He explained what was going on, why it was always the left nipple. And there was a debate that we had on the show, by the way.
Right.
Because I said he must be sleeping on the left side.
No, I said that he was sleeping on. I said he must be sleeping on the. He must be on the left side of her.
Right.
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 Is that correct? I was saying that
it's just she might. Oh, I was saying that she's just more sensitive on the left side.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter if he's on the right or the left. You were like, no, it's just positioning.
I was thinking that most people, as a couple, they pick a side of the bed and they never veer off.
And I was thinking, Elder Statesman Tom, he's pile driving.
He's Amazoning.
He's doing all sorts of shit that, you know.
Yeah, but he's not doing it anymore.
All right. Well, anyway, Tom says, left nipple. Yes, I sleep on the left, but
thank you.
I'm usually going down on her, and after she comes from licking, we'll bring in the magic wand. After a minute or so, she'll say, suck my nipple, and shift in a way that most often offers the left boob. Are you fucking kidding me? So I've concluded that one is a bit more sensitive. Thank you.
Let the record show that we were both correct.
No, he happens to sleep on the left, but that is he's going down on her. You know, she's the one shifting. Left is sensitive for her.
Well, maybe if he's right-handed, he's going for that left nipple.
He goes on to say, I'm convinced she has nipplegasms. She has always loved her tits to be fondled, sucked, pinched, and nibbled.
Nipplegasms.
Nipplegasms. That's a thing, nipplegasms. Oh. I saw somebody have a nipplegasm at a. I was at a festival. Someone had a headgasm.
Headgasm. I've seen a toegasm.
You saw a toegasm. Anyway, thank you for clearing the air on that one, Tom.
Yeah, you know it's been an ongoing debate for years, and now we have the answer.
I haven't been able to sleep since we first heard about the left nipple.
I've been pondering the same age old question.
Yeah.
Why?
So thank you for clearing that. Anonymous says, "Hi guys, 29-year-old female in Tampa, Florida here. I've had a question I've been curious for some time. I'm super happy and live with my husband. We consistently hook up most days for the last 3 years we have lived together. It has happened 7 very different times now where when I have an exceptionally massive orgasm, I immediately burst into tears streaming down my face and sobbing. The crying lasts about 2 to 3 minutes and then I calm down. My husband is always very supportive, holding me, knowing it's not that I'm sad at all. Even though the crying is uncontrollable, I'm feeling no real sadness, but more of a release. I should mention I have had other powerful orgasms with no crying. Is this something that happens to other women?
I'm going with it's the same thing as when you hear like some incredible music and you just start crying for no reason.
Yep, that's right. I think you're right.
I think she might be like releasing all these great like oxytocin release. Mm-hmm. Did I just say that wrong?
No, you got it right.
So I'm thinking she's releasing all these hormones.
It's a huge release.
And then it causes you to be choked up and emotional.
Well, she's not getting choked up. She's letting it all flow out.
Apparently.
I think that this is probably very normal. I've gone on dates with women who've actually informed me, hey,
prepare,
I'm a crier. That was a thing.
Do you like that?
Sure, if they're enjoying it and it leads them to move, it moves them. If my sex moves them, that's great.
Unless they're crying.
I should say if our sex moves them.
Unless they're crying for other reasons after sex.
Yeah, I'm sure. People cry for all different reasons. It could be like this situation. Some people are laughing hysterically. You ever had that?
I would say that that's not a good thing.
You have an orgasm and then you start laughing hysterically afterwards?
No.
I've had that. I've done it and experienced.
You started laughing after you came?
Yeah.
Because you're squirting all over the place?
Squirting? What are you picturing? When I'm having sex, you picture like one of those,
a hose.
Like a fucking, one of those,
a garden
those little
hose.
Juice bottles, those little juicy juice bottles, squirt, isn't you like squeezing and squirts?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's going on. You've got the juice box going on all over the place.
No, you remember those little juice, it was like a bottle, it looked like the shape of a Coke bottle.
I know what
filled
you're talking
with juice.
About.
It wasn't a juice box. It looked like kind of phallic, actually. Is that what you're picturing?
No.
Because that's what I'm picturing now.
I was not picturing that. I'm just picturing you just like a garden hose squirting all over the walls, all over the
squirting.
Squirting in the air. Squirt. Coming up. All- Okay. I think it's time.
You've got me so paranoid about my semen flying
You're
everywhere.
You're the one who
Anytime
tells me.
Anytime I
it.
Discuss my semen, you're always like, oh, it's all flying everywhere. You got to be very careful with that. You never know. You don't know.
I did not realize what was going on until you said that. It was like the whole room smelled. And You brought this on yourself. It just, I never thought about you and all of what's going on over there.
I think my body knows, you know, this happens so rarely. You have to try to procreate as much as humanly possible. We're going to create a huge amount of semen that's just going nonstop. It's a geyser.
It's a geyser.
We got to cool it down.
Well, I think you're doing it by masturbating to what your ex-girlfriend looks
God
like.
God damn it.
Yeah. What if you found out it was your ex-girlfriend?
At one point, I started thinking, wait a minute, is that her? Is that her?
You know, I have a birthmark on my leg.
Yes. Yeah.
And my boyfriend
said
that he was watching porn once, saw this woman that had the same exact birthmark as me, and he was convinced it was me.
Wow. Was it?
No, of course not.
All right. We had one final comment that I thought we could... Oh, but we didn't really answer Anonymous's question, which is this something that happens to other women?
I think yes.
I think yes as well. I hope that helps. If other people have opinions for Anonymous, please text them in at 310-356-3920. Our final question comment is from Gabe. Gabe says, please give me a response, even if it is harsh. Just feed me this. That's a weird way of saying that. My neighbor is 73. She is well and sexy for her age. She lives two houses from me. As of today, I don't know if she is single or not. Should I visit randomly? I'm 30, single, and love older women.
I think you should definitely go.
Visit randomly?
Yeah.
Two doors down, knock on. Hey, are you single?
He should offer to do like work around the house.
What? You know.
She's a single woman.
Hey, she do you need any work around the house?
Yeah,
done?
You need a little. You need a little handyman.
Okay, I don't want to take any responsibility.
You say I live a few doors down, and I see that you might be living alone. Would you like me to help you with anything around the house?
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't. And then if he comes on sexually,
well, then he can feel out the vibe.
Yeah, you'll know if she's actually single or not.
Yes.
Or interested.
That's quite the large age gap.
That is a big one. Okay, well, we've really come to the end of this show, Mother.
Yes, we have.
We want to thank everyone who's participated, who has made the show possible.
Who made us laugh, who made us cry.
We're talking about you sneaky freaks who have texted in. We're talking about Dr. Self Tapes who made this show possible. We're talking about Dale, our wonderful editor. We're talking about the sneaky fucking patron family.
We love you guys.
Thank you guys so much for supporting us. If you would like to support us, please consider giving us a little gift at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. You help us keep the lights on. And if you're not excited about giving us any financial reward for this, at least consider giving us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast. We really appreciate it. And please remember to share it with a friend.
RateThisPodcast.com/mom. And Patreon, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Okay. Any other URLs that you want to give out right now, Mother?
TikTok.
Oh, God. I was joking. We know you're already a TikTok celebrity. You don't need more followers.
But we need more followers on Sex Talk with My Mom's TikTok.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun to be on that For You page.
Well, Mother, do you want to sing them out?
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the sex positions of the Amazonies.
Okay.
It didn't really go that great, but it was a good start.
Passable. Passable.
Passable.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.